Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week's topic is around just savoring the moments of your life. We get so caught up in the destination that we neglect the ride. Why do we not savor the moments along the way? And the answer to the question is, if you truly want to savor those moments, you have to be present. That means not thinking about what you're doing tomorrow. It means not thinking about the issues you had yesterday. It means being present, being in the moment. And there's a power in being in the moment, because if you realize it, there's no stress in the moment. I mean, outside of being chased by a bear, okay, where you have a fight or flight response, if you are truly in the moment, there's nothing to be fearful of. Yet, especially in Western civilization, so few of us are able to be present much of the time. We're always off in our head somewhere else. And so that's really what we want to talk about. We want to talk about how you can be in the moment. So one of the ways I've done this over the years is I take mental snapshots of good things that are happening in my life. So let me give you an example. Every night when I'm home, I put my kids to bed. And those are the moments that I savor. And I've got a 14-year-old who's at a stage where she's self-sufficient. She doesn't want to be tucked in by her parents anymore. But my 11-year-old daughter still really appreciates it. So we go through her bedtime routine. We talk about everything that's happening in her life. We talk about what we're going to do for fun at our next opportunity. You know, she sits and tells me how much she loves me and gives me huge hugs. And I realize that in a blink of an eye, she'll be a teenager. And this routine that I have with her, it won't stay the way it is. So what I do is I force myself to be present while it's happening. And it's as if I'm taking mental snapshots along the way just to stop it, because I know it's fleeting. And you know, the older my kids get, the more I realize how quickly life is moving along. You have to really stop to appreciate those little moments along the way, because it's great to look to focus on the goals, and I know that's a big part of things, but if you don't have that appreciation for the little things, then life is just not as good. It's not the same. So take the time to savor those special moments in your life. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And so I ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you, just to commit to joining for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on savoring the moments, but I want to talk about screen time, electronic screen time, and how that sucks away so much of those moments that we should be present, but yet we're focused somewhere else. But for today, I want you to think about the good things that are happening in your life. And I want you to take those mental snapshots as you go. Just be here now. Be present in the moment. And just take inventory of what's happening. Commit those thoughts to memory, because those are the truly special times in life.